Actually, the thing that really got me was way back, I read a book of poetry by a Spanish Nobel Prize winner named St. John Peirce called Sea Marks. And he talked about tragedians, actors, traveling group of actors that during the winter, this little village in the midst of the mountains was cut off from the rest of the world. When spring came, the passes, the snow melted, and the world had come back in. These tragedians, these traveling actors, were the first one through. And they would come to the village, and the villagers would run out to meet them. Welcome. We've had a long, hard winter. Stand on the stone in the stage in the middle of our square. Tell us again what it means to be a human being, what it means to love and laugh. We've been isolated from life. And I thought, that's a wonderful thing to be able to do, to bring to a community the sense of what it means to be alive and what it means to laugh and cry. And that's what actors do. And that was sort of the thing that got me, oh, I think I'll look into this. Communicating something deeper about life than we ordinarily experience in our daily lives, when we go to work and play with our children and stuff. To bring to that community, to my community, some of the great thoughts and some of the great experiences and some of the great joys and some of the great sorrows of life, to remind us of what it means to be in this life. And I think art has a way of doing that, and I think acting and theater and television, hopefully. Television is often trivializes life. It still has the power to penetrate deeply into what it's all about and have us think a little bit about it and experience it.
Watch Ralph Waite in Old Henry, an original short-form production on INSP.